Okay. All right. We're live. No, no. Dow says live. See, David's helping me out because Dr. Pompa, when I do these things by myself, bad things happen. We know that. Not today, though. But listen, we are here live in Park City, Utah.
Gorgeous.
At one of our seminars. So we are here before the doctors have arrived, but one practitioner doctor is here. And I took the opportunity because I got an email, Tammy, and Tammy Stewart, by the way, this is our audience.
Hi.
And I got an email, and it was very inspiring email. And I said to myself, oh, that has to be a Cellular Healing TV. You have a really unique story, and I really wanted always for you to tell your story. Because through your story, through adversity, which is a message of mine, and I always say, you know, our purpose that God has for us, you know, always comes, you know, from adversity, right? And that is sure true in your case, because you and your family, and I'll let you tell the story, but you and your family all were very sick, except maybe your husband, right?
Well, but he was on the way.
Yeah, it's right. That's
part
true.
Of our
that
mission
is true.
Is to prevent.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So, anyways, and we're dressed like this today because we're actually
I got dressed.
She looks
for the
nicer
TV.
Than me. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I am dressed like this. But because we're actually going on a hike way up about 10,000 above feet. And I'm going to teach him a little message when we're up there.
I'm excited.
Yeah,
this is
so,
great.
You know, adversity, we got to put these doctors in adversity. But
because things of value cost something.
That's right.
If it doesn't cost something, it doesn't have value.
That's exactly right. So you're probably wondering, well, okay, you said Tammy's a practitioner that now does cellular healing and cellular detox, you know, and that all came out of the suffering that her and her family went through. So Tammy, start with that, you know, I mean, start with that. And there's so many details, and I know you have to be, you know, really hit the thing.
Okay.
But I do want
me to be brief.
Yeah, that's true. I am. You know, but I do want you to hit on some of these things because I talk about, and I just wrote an article last week that every one of you need to read, and it's True Cellular Detox, right? And that's at the core of what we do.
Absolutely.
That's really what we do that's very unique that most even alternative functional medicine doctors don't do. They don't get upstream and get to the cause. And I talk about in the article the three amigos, or what I call the three big boys, that get people sick, block up their detox pathways, and therefore nothing works after that. And there's supplements, no medications, you know. Well, you encountered many of those big boys.
I think we've hit all of them now.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about it. So take us back and let's enlighten them.
Well, do you want me to tell you just a little bit about how I started doing this work?
Yeah.
Not just about our sickness.
Absolutely.
Because that's where it all started.
Yeah, no, exactly.
1 year, and this 1 year I just felt God telling me, pray Isaiah's prayer. Here I am, send me. And I said, no, no way. No way, God. You don't understand. I'm comfortable, and you have given me everything I need, and everything is just wonderful. See, I was in my comfort zone. And, of course, you know, I argued with him, and I prayed. He won, of course. I prayed all year long. Here I am, send me, not knowing why.
That's a dangerous prayer sometimes.
It was scary.
Yeah.
It was so scary. And that fall, our son... I'll leave that part of the story later, but our son got sick, and then I had always loved nutrition, and one night my husband said to me, you need to take this nutrition thing that you love and make a business with it. And I'm like, I know, but I'd have to go back to school, and I have to, you know, learn to market, and I was, no, it's too much work, it's too big, I don't know.
Right.
And the next day, our chiropractor called us, and he said, I need somebody to help me with detox in my office. And by then we knew that we were sick because of toxins. Who was going to help us get well? I had to do it because there was nobody nobody else. When there's nothing else, you have to stand up and say, okay, God, I guess this is what you wanted me to do, you know, hit me in the head with it. So of course I said, yes, I will do this. So I worked with him a few years, and then we split, and I'm so independent now.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's when you're not feeling well, it's hard to go in that direction. It's hard because, you know, I mean, you know, God's called to something bigger. You have a sense in your heart that it's this, but when you're just not feeling right, it's very hard to make those decisions, you know, and it's especially for a mom. It's not just you, your children.
Absolutely. Well, we didn't have a choice. He brought us to that point. And all along my journey, there have been times when he didn't give me a choice because he knew if I had had a choice, I would have chosen the easy way.
Yeah.
And I would not have been obedient. So there were lots of times that I didn't have a choice. But it started when our high school son, our oldest son, got sick, and he came to us and said that he was feeling depressed. And God has blessed our home with peace and love. And the first thing I thought was that it was an emotional problem, and I didn't understand. And then, and our other kids were having other issues, and our chiropractor was watching all this. And he said, Tammy, there is something going on, because he had been coming to your seminars for a couple of years.
I forgot about that, but I do recall now as you say the story.
So he knew. He knew what the problem was. And so, and he was just such a gift from God to us that you had shared the truth with him. And he
listened. How many years ago was that?
That was when he was with you, probably 10.
10 years ago.
I started this journey probably eight or nine. And so he said, I'm looking at your family. There's a toxicity problem somewhere. And we took the Stephen took the VCS test.
The visual contrast test that I talked about in episode 73 on the mold.
But right. Anyways, he took the test and failed. So that told us there was mold in our house. And God provided. There was a man in our church who I knew had done mold remediation. And I knew somebody who knew him. Somebody I knew was a mold expert witness, testified in court about mold. So I called him, put me in touch with the other guy. He walked through our house. God just blessed us. That was an absolute gift of God. He watched their house and told us where the mold was.
Wow.
My husband was unemployed.
If it were always so easy for us.
Exactly.
Your testing, can't find it.
My clients come to me and say, how do I find mold? And I can't say, I can't say this is how I did it because he doesn't do it. It made him sick,
He
can't do it anymore.
He gets sick. Matter of fact, I found that most of these guys that come in and test for mold, they're all sick.
They're sick.
Yeah, they're all sick. You're looking at them. And they always say the same thing. They always go, well, it doesn't affect me.
And
you're looking at them. But then they start, by the end of the, after an hour, they start going, well, I have rheumatoid arthritis.
Right.
And I have this, you know, neurodegenerative. It's like, you know, it's like, well, you just said that it's not affecting you. It's like, yes, it is affecting you.
They don't know.
Yeah,
that they're sick because they're looking at their friends. That's the way we were.
Yes.
We didn't know that we had dysfunction in our body because we were the healthiest ones of our friends.
Yeah.
So so he failed the VCS test. We found the mold. And my husband was unemployed at the time.
Wow.
And
I actually remember that too.
Yeah.
This is like all coming back to
you. Yeah, it's all coming back to you. And so do you think that we said to our son, I'm sorry, sweetie, we can't afford this?
No.
We would never have said that.
Right.
So we remediated the bathroom for 5 years. We had no floor in our bathroom, and we had no shower. But you know what? I ask all of my clients, I say, do you have two bathrooms? Do you have more than one bathroom? Everybody does. God gave us another bathroom down the hall.
Yeah.
It was fine. It didn't bother me at all because his life is
Crisis. Yeah.
And we started doing mold detox, which is so easy. He got better so quickly.
Right. Yeah, and removing the biotoxin.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, I mean, it
so
is.
Easy.
The hard part's
part was coming. So then, in the meantime, I started working with Dr. Rob and learning from you and coming to your seminars and learning. So I had 8 metal fillings. My husband had 7. Again, remember, he was unemployed.
Yeah, right.
And I cashed in a 401k, got the metal out of my mouth. He did something else and got the metal out of his mouth.
I have to stop you there because, you know, people who come to me that want coaching, right, most often they have financial challenges because they've been sick, they can't work, right?
And we were fortunate that we had not ever gone to the medical model.
Yeah.
We had not wasted any money there.
But, you know, I think it is like when your back's up against the wall, I call these 3 percenters, right?
Right.
You know, my wife and I, we didn't have money either at this point when I was sick. And, you know, we went into debt, $180,000. I'm not recommending anyone do that. But the point was, is I knew that that I would rather be, you know, broke this or that.
You're
than,
worth
than,
it.
Than live my life like this.
Absolutely.
You had no money. Your husband was unemployed. You found money to get rid of the mold, remediate the home, and do the fillings.
Exactly. We had to.
Yeah, you had to. See,
so
that's the way 3 percenters say. I don't care. I have to do it.
You have to.
God will provide, and you just
move forward. God provided.
Yeah.
Oh, my
We just had a testimony last week.
So
I don't know if you
times.
Saw the show.
Yes, I did.
The woman on the show last week's show said the exact same thing. Didn't know God provided. Yeah.
There were so many months when I would spend our last dollar, literally, on supplements to detoxify. The 5 of us, all 3 of our kids were really sick.
Yeah.
And my husband and I, my husband's father, had died of Parkinson's. That didn't happen overnight in your body. It was already happening in his body. Yeah. I couldn't wait. Yeah. My grandmother died of Alzheimer's, and by then we knew what real help looked like, and we knew we did not have it.
Yeah.
Even though people thought we did not. So every month, God provided.
Yeah.
Every single month. So so we did the mold remediation. We realized metals were toxic. And then our second son got sick. And he's the one where in the mornings, you probably haven't heard this story. He, one morning, I thought I heard crows. And I'm like, why do I hear crows? And it happened again and again. I was having my quiet time before the kids woke up. And I walked down the hall. It was Jason. He was up in the bed crowing, calling at the crows that were outside. That's Jason wakes up like a bird in the morning. And he got sick. And he was tired. And you know, Winnie the Pooh, you know what?
He did this every morning?
No, that was before.
Okay.
That was just an example of his personality.
Okay, that's right in a nutshell.
That
okay.
was his personality. Right,
okay.
He woke up
right.
happy.
Happy, got it.
He
all
was
right.
awake. He and I, right. the second day of my marriage, my husband said, you have to leave me alone till I have that shower, my coffee. Mm-hmm. I wake up like a bird.
Yeah.
Jason wakes up like a bird.
Yeah,
he
okay.
was a bird that morning. And he started sounding like,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, so he knew he changed.
And he was tired. And to him, he was just tired.
Bouncing Tigger to Eeyore.
Yes. And I knew that he wasn't just tired. But he was always great at school, enjoyed going to school. He called me, Mom, you have to fend it. I can't get through the rest of the day. And I called your office.
Mm-hmm.
And Marilee, by the grace of God, Marilee answered the phone. And I said, I've been working with Dr. Pompa and my son. And she said, hold on a second, one of them has an iPhone.
Yeah, she does
and
that.
Got,
when I'm,
yes.
Some of them may have called.
I'm
anywhere
sure.
there,
yes.
she'll be like, you have to talk to this
yes.
person and save them.
And, and so you told me a couple of things to do. And so he was home a couple of days. But he had chronic fatigue. And his journey, his healing journey was longer and harder. And
yes, it was.
I clearly remember the summer that he got better because I got my kid back. He would wake up happy in the morning. And that's when I knew he had turned a corner.
Yes.
It was really hard to send him off to college,
yeah.
you know, to let go. But
yeah.
we had tools. We had air purifiers in it, and his body was healthier by then.
Yeah.
And then the third part of the story, you know, we're not finished with yet.
Yeah.
And so that's when it's really harder because we're still living in.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was nursing Tara, she was born 5 pounds, but my grandmothers were small. My husband's parents, my mother is really small, and that's okay. To be 5 pounds. It's okay for God to make you small. And then I
was
had
she born in the moldy house?
You know, I don't think it was moldy at that point. I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it was she was older when the mold started. But
yeah.
who knows when the
right,
mold started.
Yeah. And by the way, I mean you had
eight fillings
with all your kids. And,
yes.
and just a reminder, so Mom has 8 fillings, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means all of the children are exposed to mercury in utero. Now, it's
right.
not our opinion. That's scientific
that's
facts.
Science.
Right. And then if Mom has lead in her bones.
Oh,
like,
I had high lead.
Exactly. She had high lead.
Yep.
So pregnancy, you know, they lose bone,
mm-hmm.
in goes
right.
the lead. Now you have two metals working synergistically together.
Yeah.
Very high lethal dose
yes.
value.
Okay.
Very sick. Oh, and then we just add the perfect storm of a moldy home
mm-hmm.
in there.
Yep.
Bam. Three weather fronts.
Exactly.
Perfect storm. And there's actually even another thing
yes.
coming. But
yes.
yeah, so you can just see how this whole family, I just bumped the thing, how this whole family ends up all sick.
Right.
Because they all have the three big boys, the three
mm-hmm.
amigos that we
mm-hmm.
talk about. Hidden infections, heavy metals,
right.
biotoxins from mold. Okay.
Right. So when I was nursing Tara, I had a metal filling removed.
You know, we made the same mistake with our son Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, I'll just dump the milk. It was a bad move.
Yeah.
It was a
it
really
was
bad move.
We
yeah.
didn't know. She was born, even before that, she was incredibly sensitive to sound. So I know she was toxic at birth.
Sensitive to sound is such a heavy metal.
Oh,
thing, yeah.
she just could.
That was me.
You know, somebody would ring the doorbell and she would cry.
Yeah.
And she would just as a tiny little baby. So then I had the filling removed. So we know that she had all those exposures. Well, then, and she started getting so much better. It took even longer for her than it did for our middle son. She used to get the excessive absence letter from school all the time. Thankfully, the teachers knew us. They knew we weren't just keeping her home playing hooky. She was really sick. 1 year from November to March, she missed 3 to 7 days every month. And that started getting better. And she, 1 year, did not miss any days of school. So that was getting a lot better. Other things were getting better. Her sensitivity to sound was getting better. But then other things started happening.
Yeah,
she started getting worse. And I knew when you remove the cause, the body heals.
Yeah.
We removed the mold.
Yeah.
We were removing the metals. Her diet couldn't get any more perfect. I sent lunch with her to school every day. The kid ate what I gave her.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yes, she is.
She
does
amazing.
Everything.
The work that
her mom
kid,
tells her to do, which is rare, right? Because most of us,
incredible.
We tell our kids things, you know.
Yeah, and
but
like,
she
yeah.
knew that she wasn't feeling well. She knew that she was, you know. Her,
she, so she did. She worked so hard. And then she started getting worse just a couple of years ago. And I knew there was a cause.
Another upstream sort.
Another cause.
One of the things I always say to you practitioners, mm-hmm. right? I always say, if someone's not progressing
mm-hmm.
like they should,
right.
there's something else, one of these hidden big boys, typically upstream.
Yes.
And you have to look somewhere else
right.
because something, you're missing something upstream.
Right. So in the meantime, you had been teaching us about the iSpot Lyme test, which is a very new test that you've talked about on cellular healing
yeah.
TV a few times. Very accurate.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, you know, if she has it, because we grew up in the city, there's no ticks. And I lived in the country, but I never really went outside. I thought if she has it, she probably got it from me. And I tested myself and I tested negative. But then I tested her and she was very hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we tested our other kids and they were positive. One very high, one very low. My husband was very high. I tested myself again at the end of a metals cycle,
right.
pulling out that biophilm, and I did test positive.
Right. Okay, so stop right there. That just opens up Pandora's box. Mm-hmm. You know, something I always teach, whether it's my practitioners mm-hmm. or you all, mm-hmm. is that these things, these big boys that we talk mm-hmm. about that shut down the detox pathways, these aren't average toxins, but they run together oftentimes.
Yes.
So many people have been treated for Lyme and they go, oh, I'm still sick.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have found in,
yes.
in you now as a practitioner, that they have heavy metal issues.
Right.
Matter of fact, the heavy metal issues are what oftentimes allow these hidden infections
mm-hmm.
to exist because they are opportunistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many people that I read a thing once that there's estimates that certain places on the East Coast, 90% of some of these communities are tested Lyme positive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why aren't they all sick? Because they're opportunistic. The
yeah.
body's keeping it in check
yeah.
until, well, you know, until maybe heavy metals, people that have a lot of heavy metals,
mm-hmm.
a lot of metal fillings,
mm-hmm.
this sets up the terrain where these guys go rampant.
Yeah.
They get into the cell, they get into the organs, they get into the brain, nerve tissue, and now the immune system can't deal with it. So they typically run in these perfect storms together.
Mm-hmm.
People could have silver fillings in their mouth. Their body's dealing with it, getting rid of the mercury. It's not
right.
good for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
They move into a moldy home.
Mm-hmm.
After a few years there, the bottom falls out. Or we add one emotional stressor.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, exactly. So silver fillings, leaching, or maybe root canals. Right?
Oh, absolutely.
And then, because they're very, very toxic,
mm-hmm.
they are in the moldy home,
mm-hmm.
and then the child, something bad happens. Right, whatever that is.
That's completely out of your control.
Yeah.
And so I'm still so crazy committed to getting us all cleaned up. Detoxified because...
She was, trust me, yeah.
Because right now, a couple of us don't have symptoms. My husband and my son, you know, practically no symptoms,
yeah.
but yet very high on the Lyme test. And so... I still want to get rid of it right now because I can control it. Right now. I know what to do. We're not controlling the Lyme. We're getting rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not there in the body anymore. So that 5 or 10 years or 20 years, because emotional stressors hit on this earth, there will be emotional stress. You
no,
can't get rid of
no
it.
No doubt.
It's
no
going to happen to you.
Yeah.
And if the Lyme is sitting there,
yes.
that's going to be the trigger.
Yeah, exactly. These I call them hidden infections, you know, because, you know, root canal is a
mm-hmm.
hidden infection.
Right.
Most people have them. They don't realize they're getting sick.
Right.
Every root canal is
every
toxic.
Every single one.
Yeah, they cause cancer and multiple other problems.
Biotoxins,
mm-hmm. mold. That, you know, I mean, Lyme is a hidden infection. And
yes.
then there's co-infections that run with
right.
Lyme. You know,
exactly.
that is another problem. You know, and again, it's the immune system, if it's healthy, can deal with it. But when you
yeah.
have other stressors emotionally, you know, mold, heavy metals,
mm-hmm.
you know, then obviously.
Chemical stress.
chemical
if you
stress.
Go to an office where they spray pesticides all the time, anything like that, I do it.
Yeah, and it's typically not one thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they come in packs. So, I mean, I had taught her, you know, true cellular detox early on.
Right.
You know, this is how you truly get rid of heavy metals. You saw your kids, yourself progressing. Mm-hmm. These things went away.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, you know, it starts with mold. Then it's like, okay, the metals are the next thing. We went through the metals.
Right.
And then you get, you know, hit with the lime.
Yes.
You know, to why, okay, why are we still yet not progressing?
Right.
You know, it ends up to be the lime.
Right.
And your health is transformed.
Right.
And, you know,
absolutely.
Tremendously, you know. And
we're not finished yet.
Yeah. Well,
we are completely.
Well, you know, I mean, I think different. That maybe it was a year ago now, but you know, you had some skin things going on, and at one of the seminars we were testing staph.
Oh, right.
Yeah, remember, right. We were actually testing for microbiome, because, you know, your microbiome, you can test it on your skin, you test it in your gut, you can test it anywhere. So we just did some random.
I tested my nose.
Yeah, okay. So random, we had choices where we wanted to test our bacteria. Because remember, on your skin is a microbiome, meaning good and bad bacteria that makes up our immune system. So we can literally analyze our microbiome here as a reflection of what's going on in the body. I remember when our plates came back, yours was growing something very odd.
Yes.
And, you know, I remember huge. Dr. Shane and myself.
I saw the look on your face. I was like, oh, yeah. Dear, something
Dr. Shane
something
and myself,
happened.
I looked at it. I think I had said to him, I'm like, this isn't normal.
Uh-huh.
What is it? He looks at it. He says, staph.
Yeah.
That's staph.
Uh-huh.
So your microbiome here had a plethora of staph.
I had that huge rash, and you can still see right there. Yeah. When you know where it is, you can see the scar. Mm-hmm. That's from the burn. I had burned my arm. And then within a couple of days, I had this. Some nights I wanted to cut my arm off. I cried. It hurt so bad. When I have clients who say, I'm itching, I say, I know how you feel.
Right.
Believe me. And it, nothing I did. Nothing. I did all the essential oils. I did all the homeopathics. All that stuff didn't make it feel better. So I wasn't getting the cause.
You're upstream. Yeah.
And I started spraying ASEA on it. That's the only thing that ever made it feel better.
Yeah.
And then it would go away, and it would come back, and it would go away, and that. And then I had it tested. It went into my hands. I had it found an MD who tested it,
mm-hmm.
and it came, and he said, "No, you don't have staph." And I said, but I know that I did in my nose because I was tested. And he said, but you haven't been in a hospital. And he said, in all my 35 years of practice, I have never seen a case of staph outside the hospital. I wasn't saying MRSA. I was saying staph.
Right.
And I said, please test. You told me you would do the test. Please just do the test. No, I don't want the antibiotic. I just want you to test. And he did a test, mm-hmm. and it came back positive on my hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was on my, one time I talked to Joker, it was on my lips. But.
Yeah, you know, but what I want people to understand is most people would have this. They would end up on the antibiotic, right?
Oh, yeah, and
yeah,
I wouldn't take it.
And then what happens? That makes the microbiome in here.
Makes it worse. It doesn't solve the problem.
Temporarily, it might clear up, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, isn't this the way of modern medicine, right? It's like, staph, kill it. You know, mm-hmm. not so simple.
No.
You had staph. Every one of us have staph.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's like we all have staph, strep. Have strep, right? It's
mm-hmm.
So why does all of a sudden strep keep coming back in people? Well, it's because their immune system is not right? So you had staph because something was keeping your immunity down, affecting your microbiome,
mm-hmm.
your good and bad bacteria.
Yeah.
So of course, you with your knowledge, were, you know, let's go upstream. You know, because
there's got to be a cause.
When I see staph and I see these infections, I always know they run with heavy metal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I mean, mm-hmm. you knew, okay, I have to continue my heavy metals.
Right.
But, you know, obviously it could have been the lime. It could have been
a combination.
A combination.
Perfect storm.
Right? Yeah. And that was keeping her immune system mm-hmm. down, which now allows more co-infections.
And then I got the burn and it came out.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I have to say, you know this, you know, there's a few things, and this part of it, you hate when I say this, but, you know, she was just a house mother.
I do. I hate it when he says that. Yeah. Because only a man could say that.
Yeah. But I don't say it out of disrespect.
And that's because, the only reason I let you get by with it.
Thank you. Yeah.
Because I know that you know that's the hardest job in the
world. No, it is the hardest job in the world.
And it's the most important.
I only say it because in front of me are all these doctors with all these degrees, right?
That's right.
Yeah, all these degrees. This degree, that degree.
Right.
And then I see Tammy and, you know.
And I'm the one who's saying, remove the source, remove
yeah.
the source,
yeah,
remove
exactly. the source. And somehow she gets it. I mean, granted, you were my client, right? You were my patient. Right. I helped you and your family, yes.
And that I helped. Had to do it because I had no other option.
Yeah.
I didn't know what else to do,
yeah.
except that I knew that God didn't forget to put a drug tree in the garden.
That's right.
Drugs are not right. the solution. God put healing in the body.
No doubt. And you are the ones. She reminds these doctors, trust me, she does. You've got to go upstream. It's not about even giving another supplement. You've got to go upstream. Yeah. Because that's what gives you and your family your life back. Right.
right.
You know, and it's like you just have that inrooted in you. Mm-hmm. And I have to say this. I mean, now here you are a practitioner through adversity.
Yes.
You know, you're like mine. I mean, even though I have the degree, I've had the schooling, I always say my authority does not come from any of that. Mm-hmm. You know, most of it, all of it really doesn't apply to anything I do today. Mm-hmm. It all came out of my adversity. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
equally qualified here, right? Matter of fact, honestly, because of this, you may be more qualified because
I'm so crazy committed,
yeah.
passionate, and I do have the education, working on my master's, you know, and
but
the education from
yeah.
you, and I didn't want and don't want to go back to school and get a certification where they're teaching things that aren't true.
Correct.
Because they're going to teach you that fat is bad, and that's not true. And they're going to teach you that when you've got high cholesterol, you need a drug to bring it down. And that's not true. When my client has high cholesterol, I want to know, God put cholesterol in your body.
Right.
The cholesterol is doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
We have to find out why the cholesterol is high. Solve the source. Remove
right.
the source.
Well, and when she says high cholesterol, she's talking about particles,
mm-hmm.
you know, because she understands that it's
right.
not just
it's not just that number.
Yeah, the number means
that
nothing.
Doesn't do any yeah.
Right.
Good.
We're talking about high particles. There's
mm-hmm.
a reason for
right.
that, right? There's
yes.
a reason for that. And
mm-hmm.
we see it in people who have other challenges
yeah.
that distract their liver and how
the
they're
body's
utilizing
trying
fat.
To heal.
Right.
And that's why the cholesterol is there.
Yeah.
And so
well, we even see when I was sick, I all of a sudden I had low cholesterol, which is not good. It's an open
no.
window for neurotoxins
right.
to go here. And I thought it was a good thing. And then all of a sudden, I remember when I was trying to find my way out of my own sickness, I went to a friend of mine. He ran a bunch of blood tests, and he says, wow, your cholesterol is really high. That's really all your blood work showed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, my cholesterol is high.
Mm-hmm.
And your platelets were a little low.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what was my cholesterol? It was like 280, maybe 278 or something. And I was like, that's really weird. That's
yeah.
like 100 to where
normal for you.
Well, what I had found out later is that the body will raise up the cholesterol to protect the brain
mm-hmm.
because it's dealing with neurotoxins.
Yeah.
And oftentimes people that end up in neurodegenerative conditions, they see that same pattern. They go to their doctor and they get thrown on a statin.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is it forces the cholesterol down and then they end up, the neurotoxins cross into the brain
right.
and end up with
the
neurotoxins. So
yeah.
there is a reason why
absolutely.
Cholesterol can go up all of a sudden.
And my part of my purpose, also the passion inside of me, was from watching my grandparents
yeah.
get sick. My grandmother got Alzheimer's. And when we did our very first heavy metals test, my aluminum was off the chart. And now we
I
know
didn't remember that.
Mercury,
yeah.
of course,
yeah.
we know now mercury's
right.
the real cause. But back then, we were thinking, and everybody, I mean, society knew.
Yeah.
I can ask my whole audience at one of my talks what metal causes Alzheimer's,
aluminum.
And they all know
aluminum. Yeah.
And my aluminum was off the chart, and I watched her get sick, and my daddy was by himself, and he had to take care of her. And I said, that is not going to be me. My kids are not going to be taken care of me. And then we watched my father-in-law with Parkinson's. Was a five-year nightmare.
Yeah.
And then my stepfather got esophageal cancer, and that was 6 months. That he should have just, could have just gone to heaven before that, all that pain. And I'm not going to be there. That is not God's
yeah,
plan.
Absolutely.
Dysfunction
you're breaking
is not
that.
God's plan.
Yeah.
He put healing inside of us. And how many of your clients, and my clients said, have prayed, dear God, please just help me get well. Just send me the answer. And he already put it. It's already inside the body. He already answered the question. He already gave it to you.
No doubt.
Just have to
remove the interference. The body doesn't know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You see, she keeps going back. That's why she's an amazing
mm-hmm.
practitioner. You know, it's really amazing to me. You know, how many doctors, even alternative doctors,
right.
you know, really miss that major point.
They don't
you know.
And, they don't know.
Yeah.
the source of the problem.
Those articles that I talked about in the beginning of the show, True Cellular Detox, I mean, that's why I read it. Because yes. That's what gave you your life back, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that's what gave me my life back. Right. The 5 R's is a roadmap to fixing the cell. And, absolutely. You know, you actually hit on something. I don't know if I've talked a lot about this in a lot of the shows, but, you know, we understand, you know, sin is inherited. They say 4 generations, right. The Bible talks about, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the sins of the father, the sins of the grandfather. You know, it's like we often look at our patterns, mm-hmm. that we don't like, and we can look at our parents. And oftentimes, it's not even with our parents, it's even our grandparents. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes these things skip a generation. Well, we know that the epigenetics is like how the genomes change. That can be inherited to the next generation. Yeah. And often that skips a generation. Mm-hmm. Well, toxins are the same thing. Yeah. You know, lead affects, they say, 4 generations. Mm-hmm. It even changes the genome, mm-hmm. in 4 generations, mm-hmm. right? You know, you're stopping something.
Yeah.
You're stopping something that's been inherited. The lead, the aluminum, yep. everything.
For so my grandkids.
The physical, it's not just the sin pattern, right. but the physical stuff. My mm-hmm. wife gave her lead to my children.
Right.
We stopped that. Mm-hmm. You know, but oftentimes we think of our sickness just to what we did in our life. Mm-hmm. But your sickness is often, no, most often are what started in your parents, grandparents, parents, parents.
Right.
Then it's the gene is turned on and it goes down. This the gap. There's a gap, mm-hmm. in the science, in the research world, the science and the research, mm-hmm. in what's happening in medicine right, mm-hmm. now. You know, we know that we can turn on these genes.
Right.
We know that we can turn them off.
Right.
But why isn't anyone doing that? You know, yeah. the 5 R's.
Because it's hard.
Yeah, that's right.
It's hard. Hard.
You have to change
it's so
things.
Yeah. Hard.
Right. You have to change
it's
things.
It's worth it.
True cellular detox, the 5 R's, it changes the genome.
You know, absolutely.
It detoxes the cell.
Healing.
Yeah, it is. And it's upstream healing. So. Well, I mean, you and I could talk all day because, you know a lot about True Cellular Detox. You know a lot about the 5 R's, the cellular healing. You do it every day with these challenge clients that come to you.
Right.
And, but I just want to end this because, mm-hmm. I said there's 2 things that I love about her. Her persistency.
I'm definitely persistent.
I said, I love the fact that she came just as a house mom who now is like, you know, helping all these amazing,
because
sick
I was
people.
Obedient to God's.
Yeah, no doubt. You was your
now, he didn't give me a choice, but.
But you've never met a more persistent woman. I'm going to tell
right.
you, when the mom is sick and then the kids and all her kids and the challenges, mm-hmm. and how she did it, I've always just laid in awe of you, honestly.
You know, let me tell you a short story.
Uh-huh,
I grew up on a ranch.
Uh-huh.
And we would go out, and I hope this doesn't. I just realized this may offend somebody in the audience. I hope you guys don't get offended by this. But we would go out and we would cut the calves so they wouldn't be bulls. They mm-hmm. would be, so we missed one. And we were out in the pickup and we found one. My dad loved his cows. He almost named every one of them. In the beginning, when he first started with his cows, he would count them every day to be sure they were all there. So we found one that hadn't been cut. We picked up the calf, put it in the back of the pickup. I will never forget this. Mama cow, right there. He cut the calf. The calf said, "Eat!" I thought that huge mama cow was going to get in the pickup and eat all of us.
No.
That was so scary. And that's who I am.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
You touched my kids.
I knew that was coming. Yep. Absolutely.
I am all over it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they are my life. And they are my pleasure. They are worth everything.
Yeah.
No, it does. They are worth everything.
She has gone into her kids' dorm rooms, made them safe. You know,
we were so blessed with people at the college who tolerated me.
Yeah, right.
Those poor guys in the facilities department, when I first called them, they didn't know what they were getting into, but they were awesome.
It's that intensity, though, because she knew that if her kids, after all the work,
the
heavy metal work, all the mm-hmm. True Cellular Detox, right. you know, that we did with them, if they went into that environment, it was a sick environment of chemicals, which most dorm rooms are, and mold, mm-hmm. which she knew that it would bring them backwards.
And the cafeteria.
Yeah, and the food, right? So you dealt with their food.
Yes. We did so much. I talked to the facilities guys all summer long. They were amazing at Oklahoma City University. Got to give them credit. Amazing. We put special air purifiers. We put him in a suite where he had a little kitchenette. That kid committed. I would cook food. I would send it to him frozen. He had a little toaster oven. And yes, he ate in the cafeteria sometimes. But he ate in his dorm room sometimes.
That's amazing.
A lot of times he ate the food I
sent. So they may have got their lead and mercury from their mom, right? Possibly the Lyme, who knows? But the fact is they got that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they got that persistence. You know, I mean, honestly, I just, you know, people can make a lot of excuses not to do what it really takes, right? Your family would have ended up on medications.
I can't think.
Psychotropic drugs, right? Because they, depression.
That would have been the good story.
Absolutely. They fought depression. They fought, major battles. I mean, from psychological to physical, everything.
Yes.
But you did it. They, you know, no psychotropic drugs, no medications.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, it's like, you know, how, right? People watching that, like, how? I'm telling you, they were sick, folks. They were challenged. You know, this woman and her strength, and that's where women have it over men. Because I don't know any man that could do what she did. No man would do it. And I said, now I'm insulting a man out there.
But I
have that much respect, honestly, for a mom who will fight. You know, for their
Mad Mama Cow.
Yeah, Mad
That's
Mama
right.
Cow right here.
That's right.
You know, but it was, I always say it was your persistence of digging those sources out, continuing to go upstream, to go upstream. And your family, I'll tell you what, you know, your kids, they're going to honor, they honor you now, but one day they're going to say how their mother brought them back to health. And now she's changing the world. She's bringing back to people health through cellular detox and cellular healing, you know, one person after the next.
Right.
You know, every other week, you give a lecture to about 10 people, right?
Yeah, right.
Yep, 10 people, and she's telling this story that we're telling you. Go back and watch episode 73.
Mm-hmm.
Watch episode 74, 72.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lyme, right? 72,
yeah.
73, and 74.
Mm-hmm.
You lived all of those. And that past, we did shows on heavy metals.
Yes.
And please read the article, True Cellular Detox, because...
Mm-hmm.
That's your life.
Yeah.
But now you're changing lives
right.
through that very concept that we teach in that article.
Yeah. It's so exciting
yeah.
to watch someone who was bedridden
yeah.
and within just a few months serving God's purpose in her extended family.
Yeah.
That's so rewarding.
Yeah. Well, thanks
so
for
good.
Sharing
Thank you
with them.
For teaching
because
us.
Here's someone who had all the big boys. And all the excuses that you could have used.
If I can do it, you can do it.
Absolutely. We'll end right there. And that's the truth, too. So I know that some of you are sick out there. You have a purpose.
That's
you know,
right.
Your
God
call,
made you for a purpose.
Absolutely.
And
hang on to that. Hang on to that purpose because
right.
the adversity is how we are sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
So God has something for you, too. And we'll end
right
there. So we'll see you next week.
The information shared on today's show can be accessed through our websites, drpompa.com and revelationhealth.com. This Cellular Healing TV episode and past shows are also available for download on iTunes. Help others get real health solutions by liking, reviewing, and sharing our podcasts.